When you set up a fence, what do you put to attach the fence into?
Fence post.
And then what would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from the field?
Well, a rock fence.
Did you ever make any of those? Or?
No, there used to be one on what's now 27 South.
A
rock fence by the side of the road.
Was it an old one?
A real old one.
Hmm. Now we're going to switch to some things in the house. If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what would you put? No, it's not in the house. Excuse me. You wouldn't keep your hen in your house. What would you put in that, a fooler, if you wanted to start laying?
I put a nest egg.
What's another word for it? What was it made out of?
Well, we used to have what we call a little gourd shaped like an egg that we put in the nest.
A gourd?
A little gourd.
Oh, well, I'll be. But you can buy them, and what are they made out of when you buy them?
Porcelain.
Mm-hmm. What would you use to carry water in?
Well, we've had water gourds and water jugs. Earthenware jugs are what we use mostly.
Well, can you think of something else that you might have carried it in that was a little larger than a jug?
Well, those larger jugs were called demijohns.
Oh. Well, but I'm thinking of something with a handle that was a little easier to carry.
A bucket?
Yeah.
Well,
usually use that?
Well, if you didn't want to leave it, if you left the bucket, you'd usually have to hang it up to keep the dogs or something.
Oh, I see. And that's why you put it in a jug.
And that's why we use the jugs.
I see. And they had a little top.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, now, what would you carry milk in? Anything other than jug or bucket?
Well, you mean to the people in the field?
Well, or back to the house from the barn.
Well, we always carried in the milk bucket. And then when we got to the house, we strained it.
Do you ever recall having heard people use the word pail?
Yes.
I've always thought that didn't come from this area of the country.
Yeah, we used to call milk pail.
Pail?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. And I'm getting back to this other question that I asked you about the egg. Another word that this egg might be made out of, the one you put under the hen, but it's also used to describe dishes that you might use on special occasions.
A China egg?
Right, that's what I was trying to think of. Then you had a kind of bucket that you used in keeping your kitchen and keep scraps for the pigs. What was that called?
And then we call that a slop bucket.
Now we're going to talk about some things you cook with. That's getting a little better. Getting away from the slop bucket. When you had a pan with an old line pan with legs on it that you might have kept by the fireplace, if of course, that I know they had wood stoves when you were a girl, but an old one you might have seen sometimes.
Oh, that's a Dutch oven.
Oh, really? Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
Was it called anything else, if it had legs and was iron?
Well, now, you had what you called a trippet.
A what?
Trippet.
Trippet. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was a round piece of iron with three legs usually on it.
Hmm.
And you could set your pot on that, your black pot, and put coals on it. Get coals after the wood had burned, you have a bed of coals. And you put some of those coals under the pot. And we have cooked grits for supper in that black pot down in front of the fire.
Well, I'll be. And that was, and you called it a Dutch oven.
And with this was the black pot.
Oh,
it was more upright. The Dutch oven was flat. And I have cooked bread and baked potatoes in the Dutch oven.
Hmm. Well, I'll be. You baked in it?
Mm-hmm.
With an open fire?
Well, you put the coals.
Oh,
and then it had a heavy lid on top. You put coals on top.
Oh, on top? Too?
Yeah, it was built with a rim. The top was built with a little...
Oh, deep down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've seen those.
And you put